It's the Tiltcast, episode 238, Meet My Mouse Hand.
Yeah, baby.
And this week we talk a lot of Halo 5 Guardians, Destiny,
Super Soft,
Binding of Isaac Afterbirth,
it clicks,
tabletop gaming,
likes a lot,
like and Rusty's voice talents.
And also lotion for Rusty.
Stay tuned. Smooth.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's official.
Yeah.
It's official.
Yeah,
it's official. Official.
That's an official start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God. We were doing the yes shit again.
I can't
as
help
opposed
it.
To the unofficial start we had earlier.
Well, I mean, we needed to we needed to test.
What testing. Were we calling it last week? Was it an 013?
01 what? You mean so, the exhale and inhale while making a noise?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a good vocal exercise.
Oh my God.
Are we just
hey
take
guys,
the
welcome to the
Tiltcast.
Hi.
Hey.
We've got a table.
Yeah, we could totally like not make this boring.
We got the table on the far end. Is.
Babs.
Oh my God.
Just in case you wondered, seeing as I am clearly the only female in the bunch right now.
That's.
Well, I mean, yeah, sometimes well, Holly's here too.
Sometimes
Jason's a female.
We need Holly back.
So we've
seriously.
Got
Nas
and
Jason,
and of course, apparently, my fucking I'm still an asshole. So
Rusty, a Rusty Bunghole.
Oh God, don't
hot.
Don't ever look up Rusty on fucking like Urban Dictionary because oh God,
does he need tea before it?
No, he doesn't need tea, but he definitely
no.
doesn't need chili.
TP.
Yeah.
TP.
Oh, God.
For his bunghole.
TP.
I'll explain it when you're older, Nos.
Oh,
thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I am the great Cornelio. You need to TP for my pole.
I like how you do the hand motions, too.
Do you have oil?
Ah, I'm the great Cornelio.
Didn't they reboot that recently?
No.
For a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, it only ran for a season though because ratings weren't all that great.
Is it just because it's only our generation?
No.
I am the great Cornelio.
Apparently, Rusty watched a lot of it too.
I think it's more that the internet, social media, and memes kind of.
What?
Supersede anything, any jokes they could make about pulp culture.
The legend
and
was already
all of
made.
That. The legend was already there, so.
I can't do.
Butthead's kind of hard to do.
Anyway. Yeah, I can't
so
really do him very
shut
well.
Up,
but.
Shut up, Beavis. It's kind of like he was constantly orgasming just a little bit.
Just on the edge the entire time.
He was rimming all the time.
Oh, come on.
We're gonna score.
I'm gonna score.
Score.
Well, there's
Beavis, I have seen the top of the mountain.
Hey, Beavis. Boobs.
Yeah, boobs,
well,
boobs.
Oh shit!
We've got
some fucking.
Welcome to Tiltcast.
We got some fucking voice acting.
We've got
shit
some.
Going
we've
right
got
now.
Some caffeine in us.
Well, some of us have caffeine.
No.
Someone else has wine.
We like wine better than caffeine.
No, doing it wrong.
How do you do it wrong,
Beavis? What?
I'm gonna kick your ass, Beavis.
I am the great Cornelio!
Is that a goddamn?
I'm going to punch you, Beavis.
Do you have TP for my pillow?
I was just gonna. I just stopped.
Oh shit, you got the slow clap.
Actually, there was one time. And Rusty and I both wished we had been recording ourselves when we did it. We literally sat there and had like a political pseudo-religious discussion as Beavis and Butthead one time.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's
is this something you did when you were
amazing
sober?
And a little bit appalling, and I'm really not sure what to do with it.
Sometimes
I don't really want to know what you do with it at all.
We were on my front porch smoking, discussing shit.
Were you smoking or vaping? Because smoking. I was just noticing the huge vape cloud that happens around here.
Now, this was before we found electronic cigarettes.
I'm the only one who doesn't vape.
We're not all douchebags. I just quit smoking, more or less.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, you're all douchebags, but you're douchebags who quit smoking.
Yes.
But I know.
No, this was before we had quit smoking, and we were just having beers, talking about shit that was going on, and somehow we both degenerated into Beavis and Butthead.
It was bad.
My wife comes out onto the porch and goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" And Rusty just goes,
"Really good beer."
I am Cornholio.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. It was. I am Cornholio, and great beer.
So, don't shoot me, but I'm actually more of a Futurama girl.
You know
what? What's wrong with that?
There is nothing wrong with that at all.
Nothing wrong with that.
The only difference is, I can do none of those voices.
Right?
I know a couple of pretty good Zoidberg.
It would take Zoidberg, a lot of practice. See, I could probably end up doing Zoidberg, but...
I could do Zoidberg. See, I can...
Do a Zoidberg.
No, I won't do a Zoidberg because I haven't practiced it in a long-ass time.
So I had cuteness reduction surgery here and here.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And I could probably do a Calculon, but it would take a lot of work beforehand to be able to.
What about a Brannigan?
Zap Brannigan!
Probably.
Fuck yeah. I have a very sexy learning disability. What's it called, Gif? Sexlexia. That's right. Sexlexia.
Actually, you could probably pull off a Zap Brannigan better than I could.
I would not you take that just as a have compliment if I were you.
You would
In
just
fact,
have
I'd
to work on
him
it.
Right now.
What voices Lila. Can you do, Justin?
L-E-E-L-A.
I don't do voices.
L-A.
Come
Lila.
On.
Give me something and I can fail.
Oh.
Come on.
Hey, you're
come
the
on.
One who
oh,
voice
let's
shit
let's
today.
Do one. Thinking. Lido.
I can't remember Lido.
Oh, really?
Really?
I had to really do religious parents. No, no, I had really religious parents. So I had to sneak over to my friend's house to watch it when I was a kid.
Okay, all right.
Dude, my
turn. Would just be like, Thundercats, ho! Something like that.
Hey!
No.
I just wanted you to say, ho!
Ho! What is she? She's a ho!
Wait, we are talking about Chitara, right?
We'll just take that, write it down, and she's a ho!
Ho, ho, ho.
Giant.
Oh, ho, ho.
Is that what y'all call it when it's diseased?
Well, if it's diseased, is it actually giant?
Oh,
well,
God.
It'll definitely be green.
Like a loofah. What the fuck?
Did I have
just
no
get
idea
down?
What just happened.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why? What? All right, so, like, shit and stuff. So, fucking voices, man.
Yeah, I still have that left over.
Can't have stop. You watched Rick and Morty?
Fuck yes I have, but okay. I'm about 3 episodes behind.
Do Rick. Well, that's close.
No, I just
you gotta do that in the middle of a sentence, though.
I have to swallow air in order to get the burp in.
Come on.
So
you don't even
done.
Have to really burp. I'm
trying to think.
Pinos.
Come on, just give him a Rick to work from.
I'm trying to think of something Rick to say.
Oh, God. Anything terrible.
So I just gotta scream. I don't know. That's like as good as I can get with it, you know?
That was like the poor man's Gilbert Gottfried. And even the rich man's Gilbert Gottfried is not even.
Come
bad.
On.
No, shut
give
up.
Give us a Morty.
Gottfried is a fucking
come on.
I don't want to do a Morty because, I mean, seriously.
Come
a
on.
Morty? It's just a whiny kid, basically. Well, I don't know, Rick.
What are you, lamb chop?
But no, his Rick's better.
Yeah.
What's your Rick?
Come on.
Now I'm on the spotlight and I can't do it.
Let's you started all doing watch it right there. Rusty.
God damn it, Morty. can't even do it. Why? All right. So no, I'm
Rusty.
Like, when I want to. Oh God, no! Don't give me the fucking hair. Don't.
The hair.
It's like an old tribble.
What the? That's really.
God, it's like a
fucking pom pom on video too. I'm getting all these.
It's like glitter. There's all these little strands that came off of it when she threw it.
So I'm gonna go around.
Pom-poms I can deal with.
It's gonna be like, so who were you out with? Some like stripper chick
with white hair?
With really white hair?
No, I was just wearing a cut off Dumbledore wig.
And then I'll just explain to her that Holly wasn't here today.
Oh. We love you, Holly.
Come back, Holly.
Jinx.
We miss you.
Fuck. Now I can't speak until his name is said. Don't say his name.
Say my name.
Don't do it.
Beetlejuice.
Thank you.
Good job.
That did not work.
Thank you. Had the concept right.
All right then. And shit.
Yeah, I really don't know voices that well. You started your Rick right there.
Damn, Rusty. You got some shit going on in those intestines. No pun intended.
There's my Rick.
I wanted to say they drank like the guy that did the voice of Rick would drink a six pack while he was doing the voice when they did all the burps.
Well, yeah, his burps is that it's not
like
even actual
I mean.
Burps. That's the thing. He just has a vocalization that sounds a lot like a burp.
Yeah, he does.
And he can do it in mid sentence, and it's spot on. And when I'm not on camera and not being recorded, I can do it. It's just.
He's thinking about it right now.
I have
now.
Performance anxiety.
We got to get him into
they
the middle of a con.
They do?
They do.
If we turn a conversation the right way, it'll just spontaneously come out.
That's how it happens with most guys.
Performance anxiety. They have meds for that. It'll spontaneously come out.
Phrasing.
Okay, then. None of
Here,
it's gonna
you write
happen.
This shit down. Jesus.
I don't want to write it down. I'm already doing all this.
I think that's between me and you.
Yeah. I'm already doing all this. This guy's trying to write down notes or some shit. I'm doing the whole recording thing. My arms are all flailing.
So are you writing this stuff down, Jason?
No, we're kind of just a joint effort over here since we're analog on this side.
Well, you can be analog on this side. I've got one.
Well, you guys should have laptops
in my writing
and do some stuff because we have to be all high-tech.
I have an iPad, but...
Yeah, I have a laptop, but just don't ever bring it in here. I don't know why not. You fucking text me your shit
because
on your phone.
Because if we all had an iPad or a laptop in front of us, we would look like we were, taking fundraisers for PBS or some shit.
Well,
There was a donation for
$5 so that we could have Babs sing for us.
That
Babs,
shit is not going to happen.
$5 to have Babs sing. Go.
I sell myself not so cheaply.
She wants more people, Mar.
Not even for a foot long?
$5 foot long.
Maybe 10 inch.
So what's going on Facebook?
Depending on the girth.
That's where the worth is.
God damn.
Yes. It really, really is, gentlemen.
This is where we're going now. This is where we're going.
Better be like a soda can than...
A soda can?
Than like
what
a pencil.
What is this, fucking Thailand?
A soda
Jesus.
Can?
Jesus. I am 5'1", mister.
Call it a Colt 45 is what they call that.
Colt 45.
Oh my God, I'm going to hell. With all of you.
We'll be in good company.
Fair.
I've got a house down there.
It'll be entertaining.
It's right next to the gutter.
So basically what you're saying is that they're going to get me confused with Satan.
No.
Duh.
Also, you're wearing red too, motherfucker.
Yeah, I got fire on my shirt.
So?
Fire!
All I have to do is run faster than you.
Vault Boy's wearing a Vault Boy.
Well, self-portrait! shall we talk about
Son
the Halloween party?
Achievement unlocked. Stolen Gauntlet. Complete Mission 5. Apparently, the achievements from last night are coming through, even though I told you not to. Thank you.
Aw, yay.
I got a lot of achievements last night at about between 2 and 7 this morning.
Oh, yeah, you played a lot of Halo.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So,
this you wait until everybody went to bed and you just played Halo all night?
So, this fucker was going, okay, well, I'm going to play Halo, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm never going to be able to touch this thing before the podcast.
That's what
you said. So, I take a nap. He's still playing. I leave a note on his controller after he gets up and walks away for some fuck reason. So I leave a note on his controller to
fuck
take the
reasons.
So take the game out and let me play it overnight so that I could get some time on it. And then he leaves me a fucking note saying that he wants to play multiplayer in the morning. I'm like, well, fuck. That means I need to stay up basically all night to complete the campaign. And I did. It took me 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
It was a neat campaign.
So, on normal, if you don't concentrate on looking for all the intel and all the skulls, it does take about 5.5 hours. That's what Rusty and I completed it in. And would do a legendary playthrough, but I only rented it for 3 days. So.
Oh, and that's why you had to hold us through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I needed to have more time to actually do some of that shit, and I mean, when you start playing a game with the intention of beating it as fast as possible at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning, you don't care about the achievements. I got one extra achievement. I don't remember what it was. I think it was...
running 5.5 hours.
Yeah, right. Kill something that had been repaired by one of the Watchers or some shit, but I think that's pretty much it.
What did you think of the campaign?
It was all right. I had the campaign spoiled for me because I watched Twitch, but...
I gotta say, when it comes down to it, it's as good as Halo 4.
It's beautiful. I want more games that are 60.
It's absolutely beautiful because it's running at 60 FPS. But
I think the guns feel pretty good.
I didn't like them.
I like the Magnum a lot. I like the... What is the bolt fire or whatever?
The guns that I ran into that were the best ones were... any of the single shot, like the battle rifle, the light rifle, or the light,
is it? Yeah, the light rifle.
Light rifle, and then there was the carbine that was the.
Well, the carbine from the first several Halo games, the Covenant carbine is actually really fucking good.
It's really good. I like it.
They beefed up the damage ratio on it a little bit.
I think they did better with the assault rifle. It doesn't shoot in a spread that's as big as somebody's body.
No,
and you can kind of iron sights it a little bit.
It's still hard unless you're mid to close to kind of pot shot a grunt.
I didn't have a problem with it. It was just that none of the missions actually had ammo for it.
Yeah,
yeah. You had to go looking in the corners.
Yeah,
that's the thing that was frustrating to me. Well, there was a good bit of ammo in the first few missions, like the first six. After that, the amount of actual bullets you find are few and far between.
I think the sniper rifle felt a little better, too. I got a lot better.
There were actually two sniper rifles in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there are two different versions.
There's three, because there's a Covenant, there's the...
No, I'm talking just the UNSC. There's two different versions of that sniper rifle in the game.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's one that has a special name for it.
Yeah. I don't remember what it is. I can pull it up real quick. But basically, it was the one Linda used.
Yeah.
So, but you could find it just laying around.
I kind of like...
And that one was actually better because it had a better target tracking on it.
I think the thing that I did like about it is I did like them pulling the old ODST crew back into it because that's one of my favorites.
Okay. I mean,
And so that was cool, and then getting the original cast, having Nathan Fillion, and looking like fucking Nathan Fillion to a ridiculous degree.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then with all of his smart-assness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I felt like he's...
I prefer the term assholery.
Assholery.
He has that in spades.
Yeah.
But him, I actually feel like he was a better Halo character than Master Chief in general. He's more interesting because there's a lot more complex motivations with him.
Well, Master Chief's kind of been a dull character.
Master Chief was an unvoiced character until, what, 3?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So,
wait, no, 2.
I get that.
He was voiced in all of them, but as far as actual meaningful dialogue, it was 2.
Okay, I didn't realize that far back.
Yeah, when he started talking with Arbiter.
Yeah, when he started talking with the Arbiter and, what's it, the giant-ass flood.
Oh, the god, Overmind?
Overmind, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the delivery on it was a little bit. I mean, were they using the same actor that did it from way back?
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always the same actor.
He used the same voice actor for him.
Yeah.
He's just not as multi-layered as Fillion's character.
No, but he wasn't meant to be. I mean,
like having both of them together was a good thing.
You look at this character and the only motivations he has is literally
Cortana. It's
wow,
it's
you always, cannot get that. You are not deep enough.
Cortana.
Yeah, I can't do it either. Do it. You've got a deep voice. Do it. Do it. Do it. You don't. Do it. You can't.
You won't. Would you shut up? No.
Oh,
it's blown now.
Anxiety.
It's right blown there. Now.
He needs a pill.
But no, the yeah, it's
what?
Steve Downes.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right.
I don't know what else he's done, but I mean, the guys. When you look at it, that character, his whole motivations are just literally following orders and saving Earth. Until this game, spoiler.
Spoilers.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God, you're a true foodie. I'm so
know,
proud.
Right? I mean, it's the campaign's not really long, so, I mean, if you
it's not. I could see where Legendary would take you 8 hours.
Maybe. Yeah, no, I mean,
just
dying
because
over
it's
and over
harder.
Again. Yeah, dying over and over again. There was one point in there where there was a fuckload of knights, and that really sucked.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Extreme close up. Whoa! But
I gotta say the co-op through the campaign in this one was done better than it was in Reach.
Mm. I don't know. I
like having a big cast of characters to choose from too, because there's a lot of characters in that game that you can choose from.
Well, I mean, you've got two teams. You've got Blue Team, which is the Master Chief and the rest of his original Spartan 2 team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Spartan Locke and his team, which is pretty much made up of ODST characters.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you have four almost completely unique characters to go off of.
You got something on your chin.
Thanks.
Okay. Sorry, we're messing with the camera at the same time.
We are just kind of seeing... testing shit out, but...
Do I actually have something on my chin, or is he just being an asshole?
He's just being an asshole.
But
this is fun.
It really would not surprise me, because I'm a total fucking klutz, so...
But I gotta say, where co-op previously in the series...
Yeah, we had a little bit of fun playing.
Kind of slowed things down, and sometimes you kind of,
we could strategize better.
It kind of bogged the game down a little bit, but this one's smooth all the way through.
I felt like you were taking on a hunter, and I felt like it was good for me to draw its fire while you went and shot back, you know?
Yeah, AI sucks for that.
Yeah, the AI on your co-op for your fire team is horrible.
Fire team? Mm.
Fire!
Of course you're going to go back to Beavis.
I will always go back to Beavis.
Fire! That's gonna look awesome on camera, by the way. I'm gonna keep this video just for that.
We're gonna
cut that 3 seconds out.
Fire!
It's gonna be like a vine.
A vine of people almost blowing my face up when I sneeze. I probably shouldn't have held it in. You know, like people that blow their eyes out.
You shouldn't probably do that at all. Bald boy with no eyes. That would just be really weird.
I like my eyes.
But how did you...
I could be blind and just feel my way through everything.
Wow.
Okay, Helen Keller. You did take something off my plate the other day, so... I was like, fuck. Leave my french fries alone, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm just hungry.
Hey, french fries are not part of the diet.
That's not part of your diet.
Yeah,
right?
So little carbs.
he was carb-starved. Excuses. But even so.
It's okay because
curly
I,
fry.
He totally had pizza twice this weekend.
Yeah. Shouldn't have happened.
So
Halo, so far, did you guys get a chance to play multiplayer?
He did.
I did.
I didn't.
How do the cards work?
The cards are for Warzone.
So what's Warzone?
Warzone is basically PvE plus PvP with at least 18 players on the field.
So Warzone is...
Big old maps.
It's a giant map.
It's basically like skirmish or team deathmatch with PvE bosses and targets in it.
Yeah, so...
That actually sounds really cool.
You fly into a beachhead, basically. Yeah. You take over. You have to fight some NPCs to get your base, and then there's three control points on the map.
And you have to fight NPCs at each control point.
Do you have to fight each other though too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get the control points, that's your spawn locations, and there's a terminal where you can pick your weapons and
so it almost turns into a little bit of a MOBA.
And there's requisition terminals where you can use the cards to get different weapons, vehicles, power ups, whatever.
Yeah, stuff like that.
So you turn in a card and you get a different weapon, but you earn the cards as you're going through the game.
Basically, they're requisition packs, so you're going to earn points just similar to Mass Effect. And be able to buy card packs.
Yep.
So, and then they're unlocked forever.
Yeah. And
there's going to be boosts, too. So you can have XP boosts. And
remember, like there are some cards that will be permanent, and some are one-time use, just like in Mass Effect.
I should have gotten this the week before.
And then if your team takes control of all three or four control points... You can actually go into the other team's base
and take their reactor core down.
And take their reactor core down and score a win just by doing that.
Otherwise,
but doing that you can't do that if you're going to concentrate on the PvE objectives because the other team's going to take your
control points. So basically, you can either snag a snitch or
yeah.
Well, I mean, you'll have elite-style enemies that pop up, either in vehicles or just spawn. And there's going to be a legendary version of those enemy types as well. And you have to destroy them before the other team destroys them, because it gives you a good chunk of points.
In the one match of Warzone I played... the boss that popped up was the Warden Eternal.
So did you have a lot of fun with it?
Yeah, I mean, Warzone's fun. It's kind of an interesting twist, but...
He sucks.
I do suck at Halo anymore.
Well, you played a match.
I played all of the modes.
He doesn't know how to jump, does he?
He plays all of the... he played all of the modes at least twice, with the exception of Warzone, because it took a long time.
Yeah. Warzone is an unlimited time, so it can take forever.
So what, like a 30-minute match or something?
It was more like 20.
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
So about like a Smite match.
Kind of. Yeah. It's very MOBA style as far as that's concerned. It's
got There's not the, lanes, is there?
Huh?
Yes.
Is there lanes?
Mm-hmm. There are lanes.
Kind of, but...
I mean, the map is set in lanes, but it's not...
it's big.
Does the map change, or is it the same map?
There are different maps for Warzone. I only saw one, but
I don't know. That's actually really cool.
There are different maps.
I really wish I didn't have a single night to play it now. Before
something else pops.
Yeah,
I know, right?
I'm gonna pre-order that tonight, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just pre-order the digital version and just have it downloaded.
Do you realize how excited I am for Fallout?
Just about as excited as I am, if not a little bit more.
He's more.
Babs, how much?
I mean, this is Vault Boy.
He's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, this is Vault Boy.
All right.
He wants to see more self-portraits.
You realize
I paid her in wine to make a costume,
right?
And then I have.
I mean, I don't go that far, I guess.
Huh?
I didn't go that far, I guess. Yeah. I'm not Vault Boy. I might be a super mutant, though. You never know.
Well, and I got a Funko Pop character for my desk at work. Then I got a vinyl character that was random that ended up being the...
Okay, but you gotta have... There's gonna be a line between Vault Boy and Fanboy, and I think that you're, like, on the fence between the two.
It is. Like, if we were going to review it proper, I'd be the worst person to do it.
Yeah. Because you'd be like, it's the best game ever, and it comes out tomorrow.
Oh, he is right. So drinking the fucking Kool-Aid.
Yes. I am. In fact, I'm getting the Jones Soda on Tuesday.
Oh, are you?
He's drinking the goddamn soda.
I'm gonna go to Target around the corner and pick up some Jones Soda.
Oh, sweet. Can you get
Nuka Cola, motherfuckers.
I might, yeah.
I mean, I would just... I just want
to... I actually want to just put it on my desk at work.
I just want a bottle, you know, so I can put it up on my shelf.
So, like,
no, I'm pretty sure that opening a Nuka Cola bottle needs to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's going to have to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, totally buy us a six-pack, so we've got a couple try each and one to keep.
That was... well,
because my Target doesn't have Jones Soda for some reason.
Oh, mine totally does. But... like, it's to the point that my employees know how much of a fan I am, and not all of them are nerds. Like, it's about half nerd, half not.
He has a lunchbox on his desk.
A Vault-Tec lunchbox?
I do.
Oh, he really does.
And I got a pair of socks the other day.
He has socks!
I didn't get them. Actually, one of my agents had a bunch of GameStop points, and then just cash. She was like, yeah, I have, like, 180,000 of these, and I decided, she's like, I saw the Vault 101 socks, and I got you these.
Nerd.
And I was sitting at my desk, and she told me the story afterwards, and just something like hit me square in the forehead, and it's a pair of socks. I was like, what's this about?
It's a pair of socks.
And it was a pair of Vault socks, and I was like, what?
Blue and yellow. It says, you know, property of Vault 101.
And granted, she had just gotten in trouble, so maybe she was trying to sweeten the pot.
Oh, I see how it is. Wow. Good thing I don't have to worry about that.
But she made it worse because then she found an old Cure tape and put that on my desk, too.
Right.
She knows I hate the Cure. So.
So do I.
But.
Bonus points rejected.
I think she was trying to show she wasn't kissing up too much, but in reality,
okay.
She kind of
like,
was.
So here is this shiny new gold dollar, but I put it in my butt.
Right.
What the fuck?
Wait, that might be a selling point for some people, so I think you should rethink that.
I don't know if it's a selling point for him, though.
No, I don't like butts like that.
He does not like big butts, and he cannot lie.
Well, he might lie.
How do you not get somebody pregnant?
He likes them at a distance.
How do you not get somebody pregnant?
Do her in the butt.
Do her in the butt.
That's how lawyers are conceived, motherfucker.
From the butt?
From the butt?
Wow.
Butt conception?
Anal sex.
Buttception.
Buttception. God. There's a butt in the butt.
What?
That's how politicians are conceived, too.
Buttception.
That I believe. That I believe.
If you are running for office, your mother got it in the ass.
Ooh.
Surprise butt sex.
But back to Halo.
I don't know what the fuck.
Wow.
It just degenerated to butts.
Wow.
That's what else I'm here for, man.
Well,
that came out wrong.
Wow.
It did.
It really did.
You totally set yourself up and
I
just owned
did.
It.
You did.
I did.
Wow.
That's all I mean.
It is.
The
all over me.
The other game modes they have in multiplayer.
Jesus.
They have Breakout, which is kind of like Capture the Flag and Elimination.
Except you don't have to actually do anything.
It's 4v4. Your objective is either to score with the flag or eliminate the entirety of the other team. When you die, that's it. No respawn.
That's my interested face.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Show the camera your interested face.
I gotta say I didn't like it, but where that's just because... both of the games, I got stuck with a SMG, and that wasn't
shout
cool.
Shout out to my old boss.
I'm super interested.
I know you are.
Michael.
Oh.
Hey, I'm at least
it was,
talking about
no,
a game
no,
here.
No, it's okay, because I sat there and I watched you fail so
I know,
times.
Right?
I mean, this is the amount of enjoyment I get. If I'm not playing a game, I'm generally either watching Twitch or I'm watching Jason fail at whatever game.
Well,
he's playing.
Like you said, you made it through 5.5 hours.
So you're saying Jason's a shitty player, is what you're saying?
Oh God! Well, that's making shitty players look good.
There's like 16 or 17 missions, and I think I'm on mission 10 in about 5.5 hours or so.
There's 15 missions.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting closer to the end.
Yeah, you're good.
But I'm just, you know, I've been coasting on it a little bit, you know.
But
it's a good game, and
I just want to get to the point where I feel like I've beaten the campaign, and then I can start unlocking the skulls and everything else for the multiplayer.
So you actually did buy it?
Yeah, I did buy it.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I've bought all the Halo games. Then I got the Master Chief Collection, which I'd love to play ODST again.
Yeah.
I really wish Horde Mode was included with that, because Horde Mode was fucking amazing. Like, you guys don't have the same memories that I do, but me and, like, Carousel people, me and John and Scott and Trent would play ODST nonstop when it was an old thing, like a year after it released.
Mm-hmm.
That was our thing to do for, like, every week, at least once, for 4 or 5 hours in the weekend.
Well, I wish I had people that would actually play video games with me.
Oh, what,
he just wants me to play with.
No, he's just got salt in his vagina over Destiny.
God, no. Like, seriously, nobody fucking plays games with me ever. I don't understand. I've got this...
Salty Nether region.
This group of people that I sit down at a table with every fucking week, and we talk about video games and asses, and sometimes I would like to play video games with these fucks, but no, these guys don't want to fucking play the video games I want to fucking play.
Justin,
and when they do fucking play video games, it's not with me. They'll fucking play with each other, and I'll jump into their fucking party, and I will fuck up your cutscenes. I will. I will fuck them right up.
Yeah, Rusty was getting really, really jealous, so he started just jumping in and talking while me and Jason were trying to get through cutscenes.
Rusty, how does that make you feel?
Bad!
You need TP for your bunghole?
Bad!
TP for your bunghole.
No, I think he's advanced to needing a trailer.
Yeah.
Or an enema.
I don't need no enemas.
Off in which to whack.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, you suck.
I know. I'm the best.
But I gotta say, after playing the campaign and, you know, giving a fairly generous amount of time to the multiplayer, the only reason I don't like the multiplayer is because after Destiny and Call of Duty and all of those, it plays so slow.
It does. Turning the sensitivity up doesn't help any. And
I had it maxed out, and I felt like a sloth turning.
Well, the sprint is slower than the walk in Destiny. It's actually kind of, it fucks with me.
So,
using the dash either?
Well, no, I was, but I mean, you can only dash once every fucking 5 seconds or so.
I swear that the player movement in the campaign was actually faster than player movement in multiplayer.
And it might be.
That's possible.
Because they might have tuned it.
Unless they actually get it where it moves faster, I would continue to struggle on multiplayer at that game because I'm so used to faster movement now.
And shiny objects.
I don't know. I was looking for the super button. I mean,
that's what he said.
You click it really quick. You gotta click the super button.
That said, because of the slower speed,
if he finds it, he really should.
Of the new modes,
I have mastery over the middle mouse.
Wow. Because of that, of the new modes, SWAT was my favorite because no shields.
Now, SWAT's not a new mode. SWAT's been around
for a long time. It's been around for a long time, but it's never been... It's never had its own list. It's been a random game mode.
You could play all SWAT on the last game and the game before.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
Mm. SWAT all the time.
First time I've seen it separate in the menu, but...
Yeah!
I gotta say, that was my favorite game mode because no shields.
That's fair.
No shields for the sword.
No shields kind of made up for the fact that it plays slower.
Yeah, because everybody's also playing really carefully.
Yeah.
Because it's like two shots.
Oh, no, they're not playing carefully.
One.
Sometimes I mean,
if you get a
headshot.
If you get a headshot, it's one.
Yeah, but, baby.
Yeah. Put it in the head.
I will say this. There are people playing multiplayer in that game who've done nothing but play Halo multiplayer, and they can kick my ass.
Well, that's fair. That whole fan base that's really hardcore is really hardcore.
Mm. And that means they're really better at all the little different movement intricacies that you have to learn to be good at that game.
Halo jumping?
Well, and that's what you use the dash for, is when you jump and then just juke to the side or something.
So, while I can do it, I'm not as quick at doing that in reaction speed as they are.
Even though it's slower.
I said turn was slower.
Sometimes it's a selling point. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's for me. It's I only
it's
have
a
really
point
two
for you, slower
because
for you.
I'm used to being able to just go like this and turn a complete 180.
Well, I only have two things that I can compare it to as far as multiplayer, because I don't really play a whole lot of multiplayer first person shooters.
Except
I have Call of Duty, which I won't touch. Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Sorry, guys. And I've got Destiny. And one of the things that makes Destiny a little bit more unique is that everybody's got a different loadout. They can spec their characters a little bit differently. And you can see the damage numbers. You can you can definitely tell whether or not something's a headshot or not. With Call of Duty, I played hardcore on Call of Duty, so it was basically one bullet kills anything. So
lots of ankle shots.
Yeah. I mean, I shot people's toes and killed them before. It's sickening, but.
But that was the only way we could play Call of Duty, because we hated having to empty an entire clip in somebody to kill them.
Right. I don't know. I would,
because you want to spread it around a little bit.
That's what he said.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You didn't have to do the hand motion.
Not with me at this close to proximity.
Right?
You really did.
I'm just
both of us kind of out of the way just a little bit.
Recoiled in horror. At least I got glasses on.
Well, my preferred gun in any first-person shooter is a single-shot rifle. So, like a scout rifle or, like a scout rifle in Destiny or the
DRM.
The battle rifle or the
carbine.
The carbine, things like that. Those are the guns that I gravitate towards. High damage output, but one shot
and,
firing.
And with range.
It's just because that's just the way I play. And it seems like, with the Halo guns, a lot of them either have some kind of tracking bullet or they have
that
full
shot
auto.
Kind of does. That three-shot burst will curve.
Well,
a bit.
Mm-hmm. That does the the auto.
The suppressor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it doesn't hit quite as hard, but the tracking definitely helps.
But the tracking helps. I mean, that when I was
I was shooting a lot from the hip when I was using it when playing single player, which was fine with me because I played a lot of Quake. Like if you know, like there some people, if I could ever get her on the show, there was a friend of mine. I used to work for AOL back when I was like 18, and so like
it was 52 years ago.
it was Quake 3. And Quake 2, and we did QuakeCon way back when, but me and her played, like, on a 56K.
Oh, God, no.
And we sat on an escalations desk, and we had 45 minutes or to an hour between things, so me and her played Quake matches.
You're old.
Yeah, don't get in there.
No, I mean, I played Quake. I mean, it was...
And it's, all of us did. And it was just, rocket jumps. Mm-hmm. Like, you're all over the place. You're not... There was no iron sights, anything.
If you stood in a spot for any length of time, you're dead.
Right, so you had to circle strafe everything. So I like circle strafe when playing a game, and Halo does circle strafe well.
It does do that.
It's like with Doom coming out, like that's what I'm looking forward to is all the circle strafe while I'm shooting.
And that's probably some of my handicap in the multiplayer, because you could circle strafe the multiplayer. My problem is I like ADSing too much.
Yeah.
That was one of the
because
things...
Because I'm used to other games.
And one
is
of the things
Aztec
that...
Sex?
What?
I said ADS.
Aiming down sights. I hate the fact that when you get shot with one fucking bullet, you get pulled out of that. It drives me insane.
That part does kind of drive me nuts. I wish it would just fuck up my accuracy.
Right. I mean, a little flinch. I mean, every other game does a flinch or when something you get hit. Like that. Yeah. I guess it does kind of flinch you because you're looking down the sights and then all of a sudden you're not, but it pisses me off that I have to pull the trigger again.
Yeah.
You know? It does.
And that threw me off at first, too, when I started the campaign.
Yeah, I should probably just pull the trigger once.
Most men do.
Well, I mean, sometimes us guys have the stamina to pull the trigger a couple more times.
Sometimes, but if you don't have the stamina, they have meds for that.
Well, I mean, I pull the trigger plenty of times.
That's why your hands are so baby smooth, huh?
Well, you know, there's plenty of lotion use there.
On the skin?
Yeah.
Yes.
You do have really soft hands.
You're I'm a computer geek.
I am too.
You grab the lotion on
your
skin.
I have some bloody hands.
Well, that's because...
Bloody hands. God.
That's horrible.
I couldn't have
sir.
Set you up for that. That was all self-inflicted.
And I don't want it.
He saw the pit. And he walked into it.
Dude, I don't know why, but my hands are like fucking sexy smooth. It's awesome.
Oh, we all
like
know why.
Like moleskin.
We all know why.
I mean, you want to feel my palms? My dick's been there.
I hate you.
Every hand you shake, motherfucker. Every hand you shake.
Ah, shit. Just touch you back.
Why?
I had to leave.
You know a dick's been there.
I had to leave a residual dick print on his arms.
Okay, fair. Fight dick with dick.
And play swords.
Lightsabers.
Your Schwartz is as big as mine.
It's not the size that counts, it's how you use it.
Cower before my flesh saber.
Hint, both are true.
All right, I know where to go from there.
I don't.
I don't either. Wow.
Size matters, but so does use.
See?
I'm ready for Fallout.
Yeah. No.
I bought two more Fallout shirts.
I'm ready for things that don't fall out.
So you did get the Pip-Boy edition. Are they going to have it in store for you? Did you order it online?
No, I Amazoned this fucker an hour after we found out it was a thing.
So when are they actually going to get it to you? Is it release day?
Supposed to get it. It's
now you're
he
looking.
Has to look it
up. Now he has to look at it.
Yeah.
So
I want to say it was at least by Tuesday.
I want to know if I
gladly pay you Tuesday for a
pre-order this digitally. On my Xbox, if I'm going to be able to play this game before you, because I want to get my binoculars out from across the city and watch the salt pile grow.
You know, because you didn't make a big enough one in your room last night.
Hey, I swept that shit up. It's clean. I'm good.
I'm trying to remember how to pull up my account so that I can look at...
I didn't get the Pip-Boy edition because, and I'm going to give him as much shit as I possibly can, I don't need the fucking plastic cell phone holder that goes on your arm. That's pretty much what it is.
Well, I mean, that's a collector's item, man. Come on.
Okay, well, I get the fact that it's a collector's
and
item.
It's
and people
actually
like it.
A collector's item that has some use unless you just have the forearms of a gorilla.
Well, my Popeye arms, I don't know if they'll fit anyway, so...
Well, you know, if you didn't jack off so much, you might be able to fit.
What's that? Oh.
Arriving Tuesday.
Arriving Tuesday.
We're paying Tuesday for a hamburger today.
So I might be sick on Tuesday.
There's like a vapor cloud that's just kind of hanging about.
It looks like my great-grandmother's living room, actually. She smoked, and it would leave this, like, hanging film of smoke everywhere. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of what's happening. Yeah. But hopefully it doesn't.
It's not fucking with the camera. Well, it is kind of. We've got a little fog machine going on, but that's okay.
But that's okay.
It doesn't come through the camera so much.
It's not all that thick, so.
Yeah. You can only tell because there's a black background.
It's not like a cloud.
I mean, it's bad from where we're sitting because we're sitting staring at the sun.
Right, because that thing is bright.
Gollum.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, I'm getting a tan every week, so... The only thing that's not tanned is my arms. You can see how fucking white they are on this unreleased video that you'll never see.
I'm just saying, some motherfuckers are sitting up straight, and I'm, like, slouching this chair hardcore, and our heads are level. There you go.
We'll sit back here.
Shit, I'm the tallest one in the bunch right now.
Well, that's because you...
Good posture, motherfuckers.
Look at this.
You know what? I have to have good posture all of my work week. Because if I don't, my back is fucked up.
I gotta work this out because this is how I'm going to be playing video games if I ever do stream. This is how I'm going to be sitting, so... Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I'm not really qualified to review this game when it comes out.
No, I'll review it.
You're not. We will.
And that's apparent. I mean, I realize that I am a fanboy.
You're a biased motherfucker.
I am super biased. But what I've seen so far looks promising.
Have you seen any of the Twitch
streams? I know that it's not playing very well on PlayStation right now.
Have you seen any of the Twitch streams?
I remember that. So we have, for those that don't know, like one of the ways that we communicate is through a secret group all the time on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I posted that thing.
Secrets.
What I posted, though, was some leaked gameplay footage of somebody just playing it,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was actually really fucking cool.
Some of the streamers actually got a hold of press copies.
Well, yeah. Bethesda sent some press copies to streamers and allowed them to start streaming it on Twitch. So there's a select few people actually playing the game on Twitch. I know of at least one streamer who's super salty about not getting a copy of it, but I mean, he just has to, bed the Bethesda just a little bit more.
I can understand Bethesda only doing it with a limited number of streamers.
I wish I was to that level, but I mean, the amount of work that I do weekly, there would be no way I could be streaming it post-release or pre-release.
Well,
oh no,
it looks good. From the stuff that I've streamed, saw on stream, but I intentionally only sat in those rooms for like 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil it too much for myself, but watching like those little 5-minute clips that guy recorded just gives you examples of how the game plays.
Well,
but the thing that I'm more excited about is just more dialogue options than you had before, where it's voiced on your side. That part I'm really excited about because that's something the game needed.
The voice dialogue is awesome.
You're not. It's not a box that has every line that you would normally say for the dialogue.
It's more like Mass Effect,
right? It's a Mass Effect style box,
which is pretty smart.
Which is cool. I mean, it gives you options. I did notice that it looked like everybody who had done videos on PS4 were having a little bit more trouble with it.
Oh, you got a stream going. Look at you.
Yeah.
And he's vaping.
Yeah, I found an active stream. His chroma key's fucking up, but whatever.
These are people that probably haven't ever fucking, done a whole lot of streaming.
Well, so. I mean, he's got 476 viewers.
Ever. That's 476 total views in... The red one is his current viewers.
26.
So, I mean, these guys probably have never actually streamed before. They've got a bed sheet behind them like I would normally when I start. Boom! Yeah! Fucking streamer setup. Boom!
I gotta say, it looks nice. I'm going to... but I'm going to try to go into this as impartial as I can.
And I don't give a fuck, so...
Well, no. You're going.
I give less fucks than
you
do.
You're probably going to play it for 2 seconds and call it Game of the Year. I know you.
It's already Game of the Year for him. What are you talking about?
Hey, he commits, motherfuckers. He likes his games.
I've been waiting since 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's...
It's been a long time.
No, both of us went fucking apeshit crazy when the keys came up on the fucking Bethesda website.
Well, and remember, if you guys have been listening to the show for a long time, since this show has been a thing, it started off with New Vegas. Mm-hmm. New Vegas came out literally a handful of episodes after we started the show. And after that, I was like, when are we going to get another Fallout? Well, Skyrim came out, and of course, they tied up the whole studio.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrim's a badass game.
Yeah.
But then, you know, years and years and years and years and years, and ESO came out, and you're like, huh.
Oh, right?
Like, a bad game, but nothing of the caliber that everything else they've released is. And
well, I mean, they
it's
also...
It's an MMO, so it's different than what I'm wanting, you know?
They also supported Skyrim for a long time. I mean, you look at when Skyrim released to when like that final expansion came out.
No, that was 2011. That meant that New Vegas was like 2010, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Oh, Jesus. Look it up. I can look it up. I've got stuff going.
So. But I don't buy a shitload of collector's editions, so this is one of those ones that I wanted to get. It's not one I'm taking to work like I have with some of the other stuff.
Right.
Oh, no.
You'll wear it.
And I will probably...
Do we have Take Your Game to Work Day? Because I totally missed this.
No. He's talking about collectible.
Aw, the nerd desk.
Yeah, the nerd desk. With my nerd wall.
2010.
You do have a nerd wall.
I do have a nerd wall. I have a really big wall full of nerdy shit.
Yeah, New Vegas was 2010. Skyrim was 2011. And, I mean, they were supporting Skyrim until...
A couple years ago.
Yep.
Until a couple years ago. Well...
Just before ESO.
Yeah, was it 2013 when the last expansion came out?
Something like that. I don't know. I can't remember. You'd have to look it up. The internet is
I'm working on that.
Go for it. Do it faster.
I'm waiting on pages to load. But
how's your
they were... they were supporting that game for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's... Well, it was one of those things right around the time that, you know, that came out, Skyrim came out, we were like, okay, so when's the next Fallout coming out? And a lot of the time was, the answer to that was when Half-Life 3 comes out, you know, so...
Right, so it's...
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Right. But I think this year, though, the crazy thing is I was trying to decide what to get, and we'll dive into a little bit of this later, but this year is one of those years where it feels like everything waited to release until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So it's just like Assassin's Creed's actually getting decent reviews, and I'm taking it with a grain of salt because I'm kind of assassined out.
Yeah, I don't.
But you got that. You got Halo. The same day that Fallout releases, another one of my favorite franchises releases. StarCraft 2 is one of my favorite games. StarCraft 1 is probably one of my favorite games of all time. StarCraft 2 came pretty damn close. And then StarCraft, you know, the next big expansion for StarCraft 2 comes out the same day as fucking Fallout, along with Tomb Raider, which Rise of the Tomb Raider, which looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And then what do we got? Like 2 or 3 weeks after that, we got a whole bunch of other shit going out, like Just Cause and... Trying to think what else, but it's just it's like game overload right now. I don't have enough time to play everything.
I honestly will not have time to play everything.
We're gonna have to delay our game of the year stuff until sometime in January because there's no way that I'm gonna get all this stuff played.
And you're gonna have more time to do it than I will because when I go up north, I'm not gonna bring my gaming rigs up there. Yeah. So.
God damn y'all for having lives and shit. Jeez.
Well, Dragonborn came out the end of 2012. That's why it felt like 2013. Okay. But
fair.
Well, when it comes down to it, I mean, I've got the Fallout 4 is going to be the go-to game from now until the time I go up north. It's probably going to take me about that long to beat it.
Yeah.
And I have historically picked up all the StarCraft games, you know, to play through at least the campaign, if not a little bit of the multiplayer. I'm not great at StarCraft at all, but...
That'd be a fun multiplayer night. StarCraft night.
Yes, you know, just to have everybody play, you know, some StarCraft night.
Or, like, you know, three people versus each other and just do a big old stomp match.
Yeah. I mean, I've done StarCraft... You know, StarCraft 1, I was playing that in my freaking AutoCAD class, so... I get done with my projects and I boot up StarCraft on the school computers and play it on the LAN.
I was going to say, I don't know, the
back when school was only good internet connection you could get to.
Oh, we didn't have to worry about that because it was networked.
Right.
We had a LAN. It was awesome. So, you know, I really do need to pick up StarCraft and play that, but that's going to be
probably
after, you know,
after the first day year.
And because I'm going up north, the only thing that I'm taking with me up north as far as technology is concerned is my laptop. So I'm not going to be able to really, you know, play StarCraft like I want to. And I'm not going to have access to my consoles or anything, so.
Yeah, I even considered getting a box copy of it, just because I have, somewhere I have the old StarCraft box and the StarCraft 2 box somewhere. Like, oversized boxes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got those. I mean, back when I spent all of my money on Blizzard products, I picked up all of the collector's editions for everything that they came out with.
Well, I mean, you saw my two Diablo 3 collector's editions that I have in the mantle.
Yeah. I just keep all of mine in boxes. I don't throw my nerd on the wall like you do.
Well, I got a whole house now, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I had a house, I'd probably put a nerd on the wall.
It's like nerd cocky all over the place.
Nerd cocky.
Well, you know, if you'd hurry up and move out.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Aww. Oh, shit.
Aww. So, you know what? I think this is a good place for break.
Yeah.
And then we'll jump into some of this other stuff we got going on right after the break.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
We can continue.
All right.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. We've been going for a bit.
All right, we'll be back.
With a new wall decoration nobody can see.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when
we'll
get
to awesome.
See
it.
You'll see it soon.
So the last 3 weeks we've been video testing while we've been doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've been getting our table set up differently. We've been putting up decorations in the background. We've been doing all sorts of things.
We've been thinning up. We've been losing a lot of weight.
Yeah, like I'm getting really serious about my diet right now.
We need a hole. Last, 12 hours.
We need a hole in the wall.
Yeah, I know. That's happening.
Why do we need a hole in the wall?
To run
some cables.
Okay. Because
everybody needs a glory hole.
Because we're going to need a monitor in here and
insert
stuff like that.
Insert cable here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I'll be real honest. I'm actually really scared of drilling a hole in the wall. And you know why? Because I see about 2 or 3 wasps every couple of days that fly in somewhere, and I'm just wondering.
They're not coming in from between your living room and the podcast room. I'm just saying.
But
they're in the walls.
I'll take care of them.
Oh my God, you're going to emasculate me on here too, huh?
You brought it up, motherfucker.
Yeah. There are certain bugs that I don't like, and Babs has absolutely no fear of bugs. She's like, I'll crawl up in your attic and I'll go kill all the wasps that are hiding up there. It's like,
fuck, I will kill the wasps. I will be
dude.
A wasp killer.
Same here.
Yeah, and
give me some smoke and some bug spray, and we got this. Jason, you in?
Yeah.
Hey, hello.
Wonder twin powers. Both of you guys are like phobic of some sort of bug.
I just don't like Rusty
and
Justin.
No,
I just don't like stinging insects.
You know what they are?
What?
Fish bait.
Yeah.
A wasp?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, bass love them. Are you kidding me?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay then.
I learned something new.
What do you think they eat half the time?
Right?
Worms?
Dude, worms don't work up frogs from the soil that often.
Here's the deal. You know that I keep ants.
I do.
Passionately and methodically.
At least she doesn't keep a tarantula.
And on purpose.
Well, I am trying to grow those, fucking mini horseshoe crabs now.
Yeah, right? We're growing... fossil thing deals. They're like giant sea monkeys. I don't even know. Go.
Yeah, she brought me this thing at work. She's like, hey, grow some bugs.
Right?
Enjoy life.
Yeah. Hi!
It's really, really
I've got this great gift for you. Some growable bugs.
Actually, the only reason I don't have a pet tarantula is because of him and my wife.
Fuck that.
I love tarantulas. They're cute.
Thank you.
They're so fuzzy. Aw.
Fuck all of that.
Y'all are dumb.
Fuck all of that.
My old guitar teacher had a pet tarantula and a pet emperor scorpion. I don't remember the tarantula's name,
okay,
but I do.
I'm not a fan of scorpions, I'll admit that.
She had an emperor scorpion that she named Fluffy that she
my
put on her
was
arm.
Named Fluffy.
It wasn't a scorpion, was
it? An emperor
no, it was
fucking
a car.
Scorpion.
That's what I just said.
Scorpions are made from fucking evil and hate.
Yeah, so that thing, and you
scorpions
can't see it, but
scorpions are
look,
made from the stuff of my fucking nightmares.
It was about yay big, which is about, it felt, it looked like it was about a foot long.
Well, I mean, what the fuck? The stinger could kill you.
Well, they're actually less poisonous than the little ones.
I don't fucking care.
But it was evil looking. It was so evil looking, and that big old poison sack on the end of its tail. It's like a nut sack of death.
Done. Done. It's a fucking arachnid. It's done. Eight legs, bad.
He's
six
arachnophobic.
Legs, I'm all right with. Anything that has six legs, well, not anything, but...
most things.
I'm not going to run away like a bitch when I see things that have six legs.
Oh, dude.
It has an extra fucking set of legs, man.
You should have seen him the first couple months into being at my house. I took the cover off the front faucet because winter was over. And
winter was not coming. It was going.
Yeah, it was going. And there is a black widow inside the cover. And I go,
fuck those.
And I go, look, dude. And yeah, all kinds of cringing, screamishness happened.
I didn't fucking scream. I just said, keep that thing the fuck away from me.
What was
me.
The vocalization that you made?
I'm gonna do it again. That turns me on.
No.
Please. Please. No. Please.
Oh, shit. Why did I do that?
That is amazing.
Can you do it one more time?
No, I'm not doing it again.
So sad.
Give me the look.
You are giving me the look.
I'm going to give you the look.
Oh, you pulled your glasses down.
Yeah.
He did.
At least it was the glasses.
He gave you the sexy librarian look.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Just stop.
So when are you opening the bear bar?
Oh, God damn.
There's a bear bar?
It's going to
be the
Wait,
I know there's a bear bar, but there's a new bear bar that does not already exist because the other bear bar that already exists is my favorite bar. Know why? Because I don't get hit on. Because I'm so the opposite of bear.
The amount of
and
silence.
I actually don't mind it because I do and I get free drinks.
There, he does.
That's one of these true. Days, they're going to expect something back from that free drink.
One of these days, motherfucker.
I make it clear as soon as they start buying it. I'm a straight dude, but I really appreciate it. There's been the few times
have to make that clear, which is amazing.
The few times that it has happened up there, I've actually bought the person who got me a beer back.
Aw, that's so decent of you.
Because somebody asked me, you know, hey, do you want a drink? I was like, sure. Mm-hmm. And then I explained, hey, you know, I'm a straight dude, you know, but I appreciate the beer. How about I do you another turn? What would you like? And I'll get you one.
Okay.
That way I didn't feel like a
like,
so scammer.
Oh, he's
so when,
open, motherfucker.
When somebody rubs your hairy back, you rub their hairy back?
No.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I didn't want to go double back.
Pretty sure, actually.
I don't think he's a double back man.
You just.
Why do I keep you around?
Oh, shit.
Just to keep you on your toes.
Why are you even here? I mean, God.
Dark places,
I mean,
motherfuckers.
No.
Or Linda.
Linda.
Three of the four of us at the table have been to said bar. It's the Eagle.
Yeah.
Wait, which of you have not?
Rusty.
I need to know.
This guy.
Rusty! It needs to happen, sweetie.
I have not yet been to a gay bar.
Okay, dude. Here's all you need to know. Three words. $2 drinks.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's all great. You need
but,
to know.
Okay.
And actually probably some of the best bar service in town.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
Yeah. There's two reasons why I have not
them.
Gone to a gay bar. One, I would only go to a gay bar if it was with a bunch of friends that were going to said bar to, like, do something like
karaoke.
Yeah, okay, karaoke, but I'll stop you there. One, it's not a gay bar, it's the gay bar.
Okay, whatever.
Two, bunch of friends. Hi. Hi.
Who doesn't get fucking invited to this shit?
Hi, Justin. Hi, me. Hi, you.
Who doesn't get invited to this shit? I never get invited to this shit.
Let's do the shit.
I don't ever get invited to this shit.
Seriously, my favorite bar ever, and I could not be more straight. I so much prefer sausages to tacos. You don't even know how much I like sausages more than tacos.
Is there more of a breakfast sausage
than a lunch person?
I really am. Okay. Really, really.
Right. The second reason is, well, I mean, barring the fact that I'm not going with friends, I wouldn't go solo to a gay bar.
So, hi, lots of friends right here.
Yeah.
Yay. Hi.
I do
grow up. It's not like that I go early to just about everything, so it's every time that I've been up there, I've always been there before everybody else.
I do got to say, I draw the line at Leather Night up there because there are some things you just can't unsee.
Oh, my God, but it's so fun.
He's been to one without him ever actually knowing it.
Seriously go to any night at that bar and be so happy. You know why? Because nobody hits on me. It's a bear bar. I'm a 5'1" girl.
That's true.
It's great.
It is a bear bar. If anybody's going to get hit on at this table, at that bar, it's...
3 out of 4. Yeah, baby.
It's 2 of us.
Fuck you.
Rusty's not bear enough.
Fuck you.
He aspires. Oh. He does aspire.
Oh, that is a weak-ass fucking...
Wow. I don't know. Rusty, I actually think you'd be hit on quite a lot.
Really?
I do.
I don't think so. I really don't think that that's something that I'm actually going for.
No, because bald guys are actually looked after up there, too, yeah.
Oh, somebody would want to take you home.
Somebody likes bald heads.
Somebody comes up and it's just like that, and then they feel my hands, and they'll be like, he's a keeper.
Oh, they suck. Fuck, you'd be the first to go home.
Yeah,
and I would be there all alone after all the rest of y'all had gone home and be like, motherfuckers... I got free drinks.
No, because my wife would be with me.
Have to fuck anyone.
My wife would be with me. That'd be the killer right there.
Well, yeah, but I could pretend she was with me. And
she would punch a bitch first. I'm serious.
But I could pretend she was with me, and then she would be the only one.
Why are you
left.
Trying to hook us all up?
That's what I'm not getting at this point. I just had this mental, this little short movie going through my head of your wife beating up on, like, the most flamboyantly gay guy I've ever fucking met. Right?
Silently, because she does everything silently.
It was just a silent movie, but,
it was
great.
Well, actually, my wife's quite loud. Man. I gotta say, at the Halloween party, she wasn't fully herself because
she was
sick.
Not only was she sick, but she was also Princess Vespa's stunt double.
And it was amazing. And
Princess Vespa's stunt double didn't have any lines. So
fucking, we had the best Halloween party ever, seriously.
We did.
That was a really fun Halloween party.
It was Vault Boy.
We're going to let that go, huh?
No, because I made that motherfucking costume and it was a lot of effort and I will milk it for all it's worth.
And you're wearing it next year, too.
I'm not wearing it.
No, I'm... Looking at him.
Fuck, he's wearing your TARDIS? At me because I will not fit into that vault.
That would be great if y'all switched roles.
No.
He's
wearing TARDIS? I am not wearing a TARDIS.
Justin is wearing my sexy TARDIS costume.
Fuck that.
Complete with the hot pants that say Bad Wolf on the ass.
No,
and I'm taking pictures.
That would be amazing. No, it's he needs happening. To wear that costume. And go to the Eagle on the same night.
I'll lace it for you.
No.
It'll be pretty.
No.
Aw.
No.
The headpiece lights up.
If you didn't bruise easily, I'd fucking punch you.
I bruise easily. And no, you wouldn't.
Does everybody have a fucking mental image of my hairy chest?
We all have a mental image. We all do.
Everybody.
And if you think I'm not photoshopping the shit out of that, you are wrong.
It's just
a hairy man in that costume is not what you want to see.
And if you think image that's of, not going on the Facebook site, you're
right. The image of Justin in that costume with fishnets and the little
bad wolf.
The little light on top of his head with the veil is just
the veil.
Hilarious.
Bad wolf. Bad wolf.
Oh my god.
You're so pretty. Oh. I'll curl your hair.
She flinched.
I wasn't, I was laughing.
I feel like at this moment Babs is metaphorically just poking me.
Poke the bear and then take him to the eagle for other bears. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I am so broken right now.
You should be. If I did not break you guys every show, then I would consider it a failure. That's why I'm here.
I can't even.
You're a white girl who needs Starbucks, aren't you?
I need some pumpkin spice.
Because he can't even.
I can't even.
Without a French manicure, he can't even.
So
pictures will be posted. I'm just saying.
No, they will not. All I need really is a picture of you in the costume and a picture of him just kind of like standing in the same ash pose.
Oh, sweetie, I can so make that happen.
And I can Photoshop the fuck out of that.
Yeah, that shit is happening. I could too, but I'm gonna let you because I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. Sorry, darling.
No.
And magically he's half an inch shorter and wearing fishnets.
There is a crazy, like, vape haze hanging in the room.
That's okay. It
there is. Up. It's because the air conditioning hasn't kicked back on.
We need a ventilation system in our room.
I may be asphyxiating.
No, you're just getting a good dose of nicotine.
So what happens if I smoke cigars in here?
That we won't be able to see anything at all.
Sweet! Let's make it happen.
I don't know, cigars in my house.
Asshole.
Told!
Jesus.
The hammer came down.
Fine.
She's like, fine, whatever.
I'll just, you know, take a marijuana.
A marijuana?
A marijuana.
Did you take a marijuana?
So, those are terribles. Things and stuff and Binding things. Of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac!
Yeah.
Oh my god, we got back to games.
I played Afterbirth.
That Rebirth, sounds or whatever really it is. Disgusting.
Is it Afterbirth?
Afterbirth or Rebirth?
I think it's Afterbirth.
I played Afterbirth about 15 years ago.
No, it's...
It was not pretty. I'm just saying.
For those of you that are playing Binding of Isaac, they've had two expansions.
Sorry, Rusty is beating his head literally against the wall.
They've had three expansions.
Yeah,
okay, three. I don't think Rusty wants to hear about expansions right now.
So they had Wrath of the Lamb, which is the first one. And then after Wrath of the Lamb, they had Rebirth.
Who?
And then after Rebirth, they had Afterbirth.
Yeah!
And it's basically what the game is. It's a side-scrolling shooter, and you have like seven or eight random rooms until you fight Mom.
Or a baby.
Well, you are kind of a weird baby thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're...
You fight with your tears. You shoot your tears.
Okay, now you're ridding me out, because that's...
And
oh, this game is weird.
What the
fuck? You can use your
fuck?
Brother's immortal fetus.
Of course, you know, you're fighting other aborted fetuses.
Who the hell wrote this?
Same guy that wrote Super Meat Boy. But there's a lot more, like...
Okay, just from the name, I'm going with the fact that he's consistent. Yeesh.
Well, Super Meat Boy is like a super hard Mario Brothers.
It is. It's very hard.
With Afterbirth?
No, and then Binding of Isaac is kind of an... It started off as being kind of like a... It was on Newgrounds as a Flash game.
Yeah.
And it just kind of turned into a regular-ass game.
And well, I mean, he expanded it a lot when he released it as a regular game.
That's what they said when they had the Afterbirth.
But... So here's what it is. It's a game where you have...
Afterbirth?
No, well...
Placenta?
I'm sure there is at some point.
Umbilical cord.
There is
very much so.
But what...
Expansion.
So, the game.
I'm just going with what I know.
The game itself goes through different stages that are randomly generated with random bosses, and then you have random amalgamations of your character to the point you get like power-ups, basically. And all the power-ups, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of power-ups that change the way your character look and act. And so this one has a lot more of the crazy, like, sell your soul to Satan stuff in it.
Yeah. I feel like doing Lamaze right now.
Well, it's kind of fucked up.
Sounds like it.
But it's
just so.
But it's fucked up.
Never would have got that.
It's fucked up in a really stupid way. It's just, it's like it's over the top, sacrilegious and over the top kind of gross.
Yeah.
And
like birth. Oh, yay. I bet they never experienced that.
See if you can pull up some art, Jason.
It's like a dude, so.
I don't want art. Oh my god.
I'm actually on Steam working on that right now.
You're a horrible person and you're going to hell.
Well, but anyways, the game itself is really random. It's got an endless replayability. I've played the shit out of it since it came out. It was only $10 for the expansion, so you just have to have the regular-ass game before you can play it. But it's been loads of fun. It's just weird. I'm trying to think, see if I can find...
Incredibly weird.
Look at this.
I'm going to have to go with you on that.
So,
you're not that shit.
What's up?
You heard me.
Yes. Binding what of Isaac. Oh, I really that? Actually like the commercials that they come up with for Binding of Isaac.
Because they're really weird, aren't
they? They are just super fucked
they
up.
They do these weird live-action commercials. But, like, recently with all the different, like, Satan Spawn stuff.
Here's some stills.
What the fuck?
What are you doing? Oh, you're throwing stills on the...
Nice. Fucking with the video.
I mean, the gameplay for the game looks a whole lot like your...
It's just a weird shooter.
Old,
it's like an old Super NES game.
Yeah, like... well, it looks the most like A Link to the Past as far as, like, the dungeon style and that stuff.
Wow, you motherfucker.
Oh, crazy eyes. You thought you were getting them before.
So now... But
like I found...
Rusty's being an asshole.
I've found a lot of, like, random rooms that have the... Like, that has the altar or whatever, and then you give up a few hearts to, you know, Satan or a demon or something like that, and you get extra powers. And so my character had
one... So you sold your soul to Satan, is what you're saying.
I did. Regularly.
Awesome.
And,
badass.
But, like, one of them gave me, like, a floating power, plus it gave me where I could spit poison instead of shoot with my tears. So you charge up and shoot, and you could cover, like, maybe a tenth of the screen with your shot. So it could kill stuff way faster. So it ended up, I haven't beat this one yet. I think it's harder. But $10 is super worth it. If you like the game, just because it is weird and fun and quick, and they explain it, like, you know how you have... games that you used to play at the arcades and you could play a game for like 20 minutes. It's a game that you can play for a little bit and then stop. And it's fun every time because it's always different. Oh, is this the weird ass live action commercial?
No, this is like the opening weird CG sequence. One.
Well, the opening sequence is all about how his mom threw him down in the cellar or something like that. And then he
No, you're right. This is the stream video for the release. Hush.
The fuck are you doing with your...
You're missing the video.
Oh, he is putting his arm around you.
Get weird, Rusty.
Get weird.
Get weird.
What are you doing? Ah! Stop it. Pow! I just have this image that I pulled up. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it fits so well.
Mischievous Babs. What are you doing over here?
Oh, I am messing with the camera. One of these days, we're going to actually have have this all fucking set up the way that we want it to, and we're going to be doing this shit live, and I'm going to be fucking with this shit live. I can't fucking wait. It's gonna be amazing.
Basically, we're all over here pretending to be HR inappropriate.
Yeah.
We're five.
We're
feeling each other out.
This is the less five than I did.
Your mom's face.
Stop, dude. It's not cool. You should have shaved. It's fucking weird.
I stopped shaving.
If you're talking Justin, he should not have shaved because that is fucking weird.
He's actually starting to get back to normal.
Thank God, because he should... No, that was bad. It was bad.
You lost like 10 years when you shaved that thing off.
I can't not shave. If I did, then I would have like the Picard going on.
Yeah, Picard.
And you're fine. I have like this spot right here that doesn't grow.
He can't even grow a full mustache. I mean,
no, I can do a full mustache.
But Rusty, he can manage clean shave, and Justin needs homework and a curfew. It's not okay.
Yeah.
We need to explain shit to him when he's older, when he does not have facial hair.
So when we did our Halloween party over here for the podcast.
Well, right.
Well, I got beer and they didn't ID me. I think it's because of the gray
of
my hair.
They really should have. Really, really, really.
It's probably just the gray of my hair, but that was about it.
They ID me.
Well, I started getting ID'd when I shaved my head, but when I don't shave my head and the bald spot is like the size of a fist, they're like, dude, I mean, with a bald spot that big, you've got to be like fucking 50.
If they did not ID you, it was an egregious, egregious mistake.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The only time I get ID'd is if I actually, like, make the mistake of buying beer in Walmart and their computer stops them and they're like,
oh, we must
driver's
ID
license.
Who the fuck buys beer in Walmart? That doesn't do anything.
It has happened a couple times in a rush.
That's like buying Kool-Aid and it's like $2.50.
It's horrible.
Beer flavored water.
That's just piss water is what it is.
Yeah, it
beer
is.
Flavored water.
I'm not saying I didn't regret the decision.
It's like having sex in a canoe.
I can tell you that there was a major difference.
Close to water.
Yeah, exactly. it was a major difference. My brothers came down from up north in Michigan. You can go to a Walmart and buy liquor, you know, wine.
That happens
booze,
in states other than ours and about two others.
All of it. It's fucking amazing. I actually took a picture of the aisle. It is the same aisle as the water is.
Fucking tourist.
On one side, of course, I'm a tourist.
Tourist.
On one side, there's beer and liquor. It says, water, wine, liquor. And I'm like, Jesus was here.
And you're like, oh, Jesus.
So, we got that. They came down here, and they said, oh, I'm just going to go to Walmart and pick up some booze. And I'm like, you know,
that shit doesn't work that way.
And they went and bought Bud Light from here, and...
got throwed up.
Yeah, they opened up and they're like, what
it's
the hell
like
is this?
Somehow, one of his brothers ended up getting fairly drunk off of it. I think it was quantity.
Nope, they didn't drink it.
Oh.
No, we went to the liquor store and got stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
No, we ended up with that entire fucking 12-pack. You know, there was one can missing out of it, and that was pretty much it, and it just sat there until we fucking dumped it.
Yeah.
Because that's... all it's good for is water in the lawn.
So this week, when we've done a little bit of stuff kind of preemptively waiting for bigger games to come out.
Yeah.
Or having money for games.
Yep.
Rusty, you're still playing Destiny, right?
Yes. Though it is starting to get kind of rough to find things to do in the game. They did come out with Trials of Osiris again, so they relaunched that. This is the second week, and they changed a lot of it as far as like the matchmaking is concerned. So those people who are going to the lighthouse that have like 8 wins and 0 losses are also matched up against people that have 8 wins and 0 losses.
So it's pretty solid.
It gets harder as you go along, so that you end up playing nothing but tryhards at the end. So that means that all the people who are like me and don't fucking PvP worth a shit will never, ever, ever see the lighthouse ever again. But it's good for those people who are really super competitive. It adds some, sweatiness to the matches at the end.
Yeah. Sweatiness.
It's good to watch.
Some shrinkage, though.
It's actually some really quality matches at the end. If you get If you're watching people's streams and they get up to that point, you can really see the skill level come out because, I mean, people aren't doing stupid shit. They're all, you know, working as a team. There's communication. There's, you know, and you have to have that in the trials. So,
it is definitely, you got to have two other people who you play with all the time.
Yeah,
and you trust.
And I don't have that, so.
Oh, God, you're salt in that vagina.
Hot.
But, there's,
you have to
that's
trust
the,
them if you're going to play with them all the time.
That's the biggest
he does, portion. He does, it's just that Rusty's upset that me and Jason have been playing other things.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he hasn't got his real doll in the mail yet.
But because I don't play Trials, that means that the newest bit of content for Destiny really hasn't really applied to me. So I'm waiting for Challenge Mode to come out for the Kingsfall raid. And Challenge Mode is supposed to be, it's speculated as killing the bosses in a specific way or within a specific time period or something like that to get extra loot. because we don't know a whole lot about it, I can't really say much about it. I'm ready for it, though, because I spend about 15 hours or so a week raiding on the weekends, which is probably about 15 hours more than I should.
Well, yeah, but you raid with two characters.
I raid, no, I have
I
two
would say it's
Warlock
about,
characters.
You know, 12 hours more than you should.
Yeah, well, I'm picking up, I do pick up groups on LFG because I don't have people to play with. So,
oh my God.
Everybody go play with Rusty.
Please.
And I don't even mean that in the dirty sense, which would be even more fun.
No, he's just doing that because me and Jason are sitting right here.
Yeah.
Honestly, I actually enjoy helping people get through the content, and I've helped a lot of people get through, you know, the end of King's Fall.
So, Rusty, what's your username?
What's my username?
Yeah.
It's Dark Genrok.
Spell it out.
DarkGenrok.
There you go.
Go hang with Rusty.
If you're gonna send me a friend's friend request, at least send me a message telling me that you listen to the Tillcast so I can put you on. I don't add just anyone, so
yeah, if from the show, that's a lot better to do it that way.
Yeah, just say,
because I've gotten a few random ads and I had to talk back and forth to figure out how do you know who the hell I am?
Right. Yeah. There's people that pick, you know, try to add me from Tower and I have no fucking clue what they do or who they are or anything.
Or if they're
like
just going to, like,
you know, spam the fuck out of me.
Or just sing on no. messages.
So Rusty's username is?
Dark Genrok. It's on our website.
Spell it.
Dark, as in, it's dark in here. Genrok, as in, God, the only fucking name that Broman can't fucking pronounce properly.
Dude.
G-E-N-R-O-K.
Wait, how does Broman?
So wait, saltiness of salty.
Shut the fuck up. DarkGenrok.
Yes.
Go find him.
Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
Friend him. Let him know that you found him on the Tillcast.
And play Destiny or raid. It's cool. I don't care.
He's looking for friends.
Just let me know. I mean, I'm
so
fucking reading weekends.
Salty of salty, this man's tipped Broman like a dozen times with his gamer tag on.
Mm-hmm.
And has only gotten it pronounced correctly once.
How else is it pronounced?
He calls me Dark Genrok, which it triggers me a little bit.
Is
I'm
it
like,
it sounds a little bit charming.
Fuck is Dark
so,
Genrok.
What if there's
so one day when he's
Hot Poppy.
So one day he's in the living room, we're watching the stream, and I go, fine, tip. Darth Biscuit, thanks for the tip.
Like,
this dude like got instantly salty.
He's just like,
I
just
called
tip,
him.
Just
I call him out on the in chat every so often when I resub or I send a tip in and he pronounces my name wrong. I have corrected him 3 times, and he still gets my name wrong. He's got dyslexia, so, I mean, I can't fault him.
Spell it phonetically. Use a J.
I could, but then it's not the same.
A G like as in genie.
But I poppy is hard.
No,
or
maybe
Jin
he,
as in J-I-N.
Maybe he would get it if you go dark. Okay. Jin is in generation.
I did that exact same thing. and he's like, Dark Genrock, that's your name, right? I think he's trolling me, fucker. I love his face, but goddamn, he pisses me off sometimes.
Strimmer! Quit getting the name wrong, Strimmer.
That's funny because Gothalion gets my name right every time. And Mitsu gets my name right every time. And I watch a lot of fucking Destiny streamers, and they get my name right. Fucking Broman is the only one that doesn't. So,
Justin, he sucks.
Yeah, well.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know. It would make more sense. I guess it would make more sense to find out where my name actually came from, which is actually a really interesting story. See, back in the day, I went by a completely different name, and I was playing a mud, and the mud had a bloodline system, so a person who got max level could create a new character and give that character to somebody else, but that person would name that character, and the other player would play the son or daughter, and when they got to max level, it would bump the bloodline up. So it just continued going on like that. Well, the person who recruited me as their son in this game couldn't come up with a name, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck what it is as long as it starts with a G. And he's like, all right, fine. So he gave me the name Genoa. G-E-N-N-O-A, which is just one N off of a sausage. So so,
you like your sausages.
I was just one end off of a hard sausage.
Every fucking day.
And as I kept going.
I like sausage, not so much taco.
I kept that name for a long ass time, and I kept that name, and I played WoW with that name.
Was it a long ass sausage, or did it have girth? That's what I want to know.
It was thick and hard. Just saying.
Yeah.
So I played WoW with that name, and when I created my druid, I wanted to make sure everybody knew who I was, but it needed to change it up
with
a little bit.
Long, hard sausage.
So I was like, Jen took the three letters off there, and I was going Ragnarok, so rock, boom, Jen rock. That's how I got my name. And then the dart came because I quit WoW. When I quit WoW, are you all right?
No, wrong pod.
Well, you're
just
not supposed
to
inhale your wine.
Yeah, fuck you and continue.
Okay, then. I will continue.
Okay.
Anyway, so the dart just came after I quit WoW because I went dark. So, boom. There we go.
Continue.
Where the fuck's your name come from?
God damn it.
Easy.
Your last name and the fact that you like old things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Assault.
Biscuit.
My name came from Europe. Just continue.
I understand
actually,
where Darth comes from.
Where's the biscuit thing coming from?
Now, the biscuit thing's actually
from his Halloween fucking costume.
And I spell it the way I do just so everybody doesn't actually confuse it with other things. But my youngest brother's nickname since he was like 8 has been Biscuit.
Why?
Because we were actually sitting there playing volleyball. What the
fuck?
Fuck is that?
Okay.
So, first of all,
what the hell?
In that scenario,
you're
I need a little bit more flavor.
What the hell? Know what's playing?
What the hell? It's coming from your phone, dude.
But I don't know what it's coming from.
This is that adware that came from that corn.
Wait.
Not rare, but a nice medium in the middle.
Oh, no. It came from my manga reader. Weird.
Oh, nice medium in the middle.
So, we're sitting there playing volleyball with a bunch of friends, and somehow conversations about how great KFC's biscuits were came up.
They are, though.
Are those butter biscuits?
Yeah.
Dude, and amazing.
If you put them with honey and butter, otherwise they're fucking ordinary.
They're, well, you gotta get them fresh.
Or wait, no, he was like two. Never mind. We're sitting there playing volleyball, talking about KFC biscuits, and somehow my 10-year-old brother ends up actually jumping high enough to spike the ball at one of said college students that we were playing volleyball with.
Okay.
So the dude just turns around, points at my little brother, and says, "Next one's coming for you, biscuit."
And
the name just stuck.
I need to know.
Now, keep in mind, my brother at 10 years old was 5'8", and
so they're 10 years
220 pounds.
I need to know, how much older than him were you at the time?
I was 14. I was 4 years older.
And how tall and how wide, I guess?
Me? I was...
Like, could you have gone and kicked the person's ass who threatened your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Then definitely. Why did you not? Jesus.
Because it was actually in good fun.
Okay, fine.
He wasn't being serious with the threat.
Okay.
But...
I'll accept it. In Oklahoma, threaten your younger siblings. Threateners.
Yeah. So, the name just stuck for him, and... Obviously, because I was such a big Star Wars nerd and played a lot of games, everybody was just like, "Dude, why don't you just change your game tag to Darth Biscuit?"
And the people rejoiced, "Yay!"
And it happened.
Fair enough.
Yay!
And you know. Star Wars Jedi Knight 2 multiplayer dun, might have been a thing dun, dun, around the time.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't got any... I can't find any good things for you, so I'm just going to get a penis.
That's probably
what it is.
What?
Penis. The pictures. I'm putting pictures up over people's faces.
Oh, so you're just trying to...
I've got crazy eyes over there, and then I've got biscuit for over him.
Oh, so you're finding pictures.
Pictures, yeah.
So if you're going with girth over width, I really don't want to know what you're going with for me.
Crickets?
Wow, he's already got crazy eyes for you.
Okay, fine. I'll take it.
So in other news...
Yes, other news,
yay,
please!
Yay, other news! Wow.
So... A mutual friend of ours.
Y'all are stupid.
Like, I've talked about it a little bit on the show, and I've talked about gaming a lot, like tabletop gaming recently.
Yeah.
Me and her actually went and got some dice.
I
got some new dice, and then you got some new dice.
You didn't bring them in.
No, you didn't bring
them in. Oh, I will bring them in. I will bring both of them in.
Do
hey,
it.
Hey, hang on. Just a minute.
Yeah. Out of the room.
Yeah.
Ouch. We're free.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll just put crazy eyes up over there. Boom. She's still in the room.
In spirit.
That's actually a damn.
What is that? The Exorcist?
I don't know. I just typed in crazy eyes and got the best looking one out of them.
Now we ended up getting some new dice. I haven't bought new dice in years and years and years and years and years.
I still have my original D&D dice from, like, when I was 17.
I'm trying to see if I can see mine. I don't have
any. They're in a box in my closet. You know, I don't use them because I haven't played D&D in forever. I had no use for a D4. Oh, well, you've got a little coin purse for a sack. That's awesome.
Yeah, she bought a little dice bag.
You said sack.
I did.
Yeah, I got some that look like bones. Because, you know.
Yeah, you said bones.
Well, the bones.
Yeah, of course.
But they got some good weight to it. I just rolled a 20.
Oh, you did?
I did just roll a 20.
What you got?
They do feel pretty good.
A 9. We got this. We got this. 4.
We just contaminated his dice, so he'll never roll the same again.
Well, that's 6. That's 13. That's 3. That's a 10. I'm not going to roll another 20 for a while. Hers is an 18.
Oh, you got 18. 18,
bitches.
Oh, no. Hers are cool.
Mine are way cooler. I'm just saying.
I wanted the ones that look like bones.
I like the multicolored dice.
That's cool. I do, too. They're easier to read.
Well, my White Wolf dice are black and red, you know, for vampires.
Well, we were looking because it's all D10s.
Right. So mine are teal and red, and his are kind of beige and white. Or something.
Mine are like the ugliest dice ever, but they roll okay for me, so.
Yeah, they are really fucking ugly.
They are.
Ugly dice, bitches.
We were looking at some of the more expensive sets, but I was just like, you know, I'm going to only spend so much, and you probably don't want to spend like $50 on dice.
White Wolf has a bunch of different games.
18, motherfucker.
And the dice I actually bought were for the mage game. Because it was the only way to get sets of matching D10 dice that weren't.
Well, I had just two sets.
I'm distracted by my dice. I'm just saying.
I had two sets for my D&D days.
They're teal and red and they're beautiful.
They're awesome.
They are.
One of my sets, I went out and purchased a set of solid colored blue dice just because I wanted to have, you know, blue dice. But I took him to the first game, and the DM was like, no, you can't use those. And I'm like, why? Well, he had had problems with people weighting the dice, and he required people who played in his games to have see-through or transparent dice. And I'm like, okay, you're kind of crazy, but whatever. So I went out and bought, you know, another set.
So and both of those are just sitting there. Yet.
That's where it comes from.
Oh, I met your mother.
I'm just learning about D&D and tabletop game.
Oh, that's right. Crazy Eyes.
Oh, pretty. Oh.
That's what he's been flashing up over your face.
Wow.
From How I Met Your Mother.
I'm not sure if I should feel complimented or insulted. I don't know.
So, you were saying?
My dice.
They're
pretty.
Enough said.
You're talking about getting into tabletop gaming.
I am. I do. I'm a tiefling right now, and I have a character in mind for my next one. And I think I'm hooked.
I gotta say, that's the one thing I hate about starting new games is character creation, because I'm Rusty and I can bust one out fairly easy.
Phrasing.
Okay, but here's the thing. Right. Here's the thing. I think I'm about to out-nerd you all. Because
please. Go for it.
Yeah, I will, because I was... Okay. When I was in college, I was the chief authority on Colossal Cave Adventure, which was a text adventure. Written in the fucking 70s. Go for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like Zork.
Mm-hmm.
I like the old school stuff.
Okay.
I know you guys are into the new stuff, but I'm an old school gamer.
Do you know what a MUD is?
Stuff too.
Yes, I do know what a MUD is.
Okay, well, I mean, those were my very first video games.
What a MUD is, and I like them. I was not as into them as I was Colossal Cave Adventure, because Colossal Cave Adventure was
funny. It's okay, just getting eaten by a shrew.
Not if you do it right. I can handle the fucking shrew. And
sure?
By the way, there's no shrew. No shrew. Yeah. Cute.
All right.
Yay!
We're into the old stuff, too. The new stuff is what...
Well, my very first...
New stuff is what happens most often, but I mean, Dungeons & Dragons is a 70s game.
I know, but there was nobody nerdy enough to play it with me, so this is my first time, motherfuckers.
I feel so sorry for you.
I know, I feel sorry for me too. God.
Tabletop is where a lot of video games actually came from, so...
Yeah. I know, I wanted to play it so bad, but there was nobody to play it with.
D&D solos kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I roll a d20. I saved versus myself.
It's like really bad masturbation. It's like masturbation with both hands tied behind your back.
Still possible.
But,
possible, that, but not okay.
That's the one thing I hate.
That's called the end of a chair.
A doorknob.
No, not a doorknob.
Fucking a doorknob.
Really?
But that's always been one of the things I've hated about starting a new D&D game.
Fucking a doorknob? Where
Rusty and I might spend half an hour to an hour creating a new character. Everybody else is like, every single detail going over it, building a character.
Take like two or 3 hours. I actually really like having characters with a stutter.
That just fuck with
fucks
everybody.
With people.
He
or,
does.
Or they have a tick that say, they say the last word in their sentence twice.
Or.
So I would be like, kill that goblin.
Or. Or characters that, you know, try to scare an NPC and get scared by that NPC back and scream and run
fuck
away
you,
like
dude.
A little girl.
Oh, some really great shit happened in my fucking tabletops. And, I mean, it's forever changed the characters that I play. Like when you run out of weapons and you have only your brute strength and a horse next to you.
Of course.
That's
so
not
you
thing.
Pick up the horse and you of throw course. The fucking horse.
Of course.
And
okay,
you
so
end up getting
Justin
the nickname.
Justin did not have much more than that, and he pretty much ripped an orangutan through the balls. It was badass. Mm-hmm. I will never forget it.
His character got known as Devin Horse Chucker.
Hot.
For
every
it was
chance,
300 years.
Yeah.
I was for, nicknamed Horse Chucker.
And every chance he got, he threw a horse.
Everybody didn't actually throw a horse after that. It just happened to be that name stuck with me for 300 years. It's a sucked. I knew that I couldn't get anywhere close to the dude with the holy relic, so I had to throw a horse at him to knock him off his horse.
Because, you know, he tries throwing his swords at the dude
and fails
every time.
So I grabbed the fucking horse by its legs. Go, wham!
And that was two swords and a knife.
Mm-hmm.
You missed three times.
Yeah, well, I learned a valuable lesson. Never to chuck swords. Always chuck horses. So
well, they do have more weight.
Well,
they also have a larger impact area.
Always chuck horses.
Giggity.
Always chuck horses.
So, as we're getting through this, do we have any big news aside from game releases?
This is a big, you know, game releases and stuff.
And the game releases are.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing anything.
I've got 100 episodes left of Dragon Ball Z before I can play Xenoverse. It's them getting there, guys.
How many episodes total?
Well, Dragon Ball Z is like 293 episodes.
And so I had Dragon Ball is 156 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm over the 300 mark. Well over the 300 mark at this point. So, man, it's been a journey. I'm telling you, it's been an epic quest to get through Dragon Ball Z so that I can understand Xenoverse. I am not one of those people who actually watched it when it was on TV. So,
now one other thing that did happen: the trailer for Warcraft. Come out on Friday.
So did you see it?
No, I just saw of it, but I wasn't going to.
Okay, so you didn't watch the full trailer for it?
No, I didn't watch the whole trailer.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah.
My interest in Warcraft has been waning since 2009.
Well, it's fairly generic, but I mean, it looks to be a better movie than Dungeons and Dragons.
I just don't. I mean, I know that Blizzard could do well with the visuals if it was a Blizzard project, but I know it's sanctioned by Blizzard. But
is it still Legendary that's doing the movie?
I think so. Yeah.
They do kind of. I mean, that would be kind of their bag. And I mean, at this point, you can say that
Universal and Legendary.
Basically, anybody that plays WoW, even semi-religiously, will watch this movie. So they've already got a guaranteed fan base of people that'll watch it.
They've got a guaranteed fan base of single watches. I mean, I'm going to tell you that right now. Because
just look at the visuals, I mean, they're decent.
From what I've understood, it's not... It only loosely follows the Warcraft story, and it's not any specific story.
This is going to be a story, from what I can glean from the trailer, it'll be a story separate from the written media and the game media.
Well, they've got the green from the dark portal. They've got the whole they've got the orcs look.
They look pretty good.
Orcs look freaking good.
I was concerned about like the facial, you know, facial expressions on the orcs and stuff like that, because that's a lot of change there. As far as like turning a human into an orc, there's, you know, different jaw lines on tusks and things like that.
Well, the orcs, I mean, it's great animation. It's super realistic, but I can almost guarantee you most of them are animated to some extent.
Oh, of course they're animated. Bodies are.
Because their bodies are so huge. Though it does show a few female orcs, you can tell are just appliances and paint.
Mm-hmm.
With boobs.
Boobs. Yeah, boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs and under tusks.
Mm. I don't know. I think that there's going to be quite a few of the people who have played World of Warcraft that's going to get into and watch this movie, and they're probably going to watch it once, and because it's not going to follow any of the story, they're going to be like, it's a one-off movie for me.
I can say I'll probably see it in the dollar theater. I won't spend like
$12
to see
it. You know that going to the movie theater and watching that on night one is going to be a bad fucking idea.
Oh yeah.
You can almost guarantee that there's going to be at least one person who hasn't taken a shower in a week.
Oh yeah.
And you're going to sit within 5 feet of them and know it.
I mean,
acutely. Yeah. Acutely.
You never know, man. You need to...
I mean, you'll be able to smell the Red Bull coming out of their pores.
Oh, God.
If not worse.
So not that... Do we have any other gaming news?
Your face has...
There's not really a whole lot of things out there that's, like,
earth-shattering. Yeah, and it's... Like I said, we got a lot of stuff to talk about come next week.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very shortly, we're going to have the video episodes up. So if you're listening now, you will know that we are working towards this goal, and it is going to become a reality sometime very soon. We've got most of the setup ready to go.
I just want to say Justin is wearing a Vault Boy t-shirt and is very, very excited about Fallout.
Yeah, I kind of am.
There is a couple things. Have you looked into Overwatch at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, Overwatch was, it's a hero-based shooter, basically. It's an interesting thing. I don't think it's going to be something I can play. It screams Team Fortress to me.
Yeah.
I had alpha access to that, and then I didn't really want to play it.
Right. Well, there was speculation that it was going to be free-to-play. Yeah. Activision Blizzard had said that it is not only not free to play, but it is also coming to consoles. So that's going to be a game that will end up showing up on, you know, the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, as well as PC. And that's actually, you know, the first one that Blizzard's done as a new IP to consoles since.
Oh, it's the new Blizzard IP. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the first one since they've done Lost Vikings was the last console one that they went to, because they did Diablo on PC before they released it to the consoles, so I really don't even count Diablo.
No, not really as a
console
port.
Release.
It's a port,
but this is the first one that they've put out that is coming to PC and consoles at the same time. So I'm not sure how the matchmaking works, whether or not there's going to be separate matchmaking between. I think that would be kind of shitty of them if they did.
Yeah, that would suck.
But
But
that I found that was an interesting bit of news that I heard over the last week. There's a couple people that I know that have access to the Battleborn beta, but they're not allowed to talk about it because 2K is being super tight on their on their.
I have access to that too. I have access to that too. I just haven't had time.
Battleborn?
Yeah.
The only thing that people were able to say is that it is in fact a video game, and that's pretty much all they can say. They can't say anything as to whether it's a good game, bad game, or anything like that because the NDA is so super tight on it. But I mean, that's out there. Of course, there's people playing press release Fallout 4s right now.
Yeah, I mean, you'll probably have it before me. I'll have enough time to go get some Jones soda in the morning before I go get it comes to me in the mail.
The Andromeda teaser that came out on
Inside. Yeah. Oh, shit. I told our mutual friend Dave that I would mention that.
Yeah?
Watching the teaser, me and him, I got way ahead at work today. And he was over and we were talking. He's like, hey, so check this out. N7Day, you know, because he's a huge Mass Effect fan. He comes over to my desk and we're looking at it. And he's like, hey, so stop right here. Because, you know, Dave has probably watched this like 37 times.
Of course.
And he's like, look on the console. And I was like, what? He's like, there's a dog tag. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, look at the dog tag. So we zoom in and look at it. It says Ryder on it. He's like, do you think that's the name of the character that you're going to play? And he speculates, and he has a good reason for this, and I trust him because he's really into the lore. He thinks that because it's going on to face some kind of new threat, that it's going to be somewhere, not after one because he doesn't think Shepard will have the pull, but somewhere in the middle of three after the Reapers are a real big thing, that this game takes place. So like somewhere in the middle of three, not at the end, you're going on this big journey and discover something else.
So, yeah.
So not a Shepard, obviously, but like a Shepard-authorized mission. Because I guess Shepard is sort of over the whole thing.
Interesting. I mean, there was...
That could be a thing, and I mean, that would be a great lead to games in timeline after 3.
Well... The games and timeline after 3, there was the big question of if there's a Mass Effect, will it be after 3? Because what you chose on 3 affects
the mass drivers.
The whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so who, you know, if I went with, say, destroying the Reapers, how that would affect anything past Mass Effect 3? Or say went with the is it Transcendence or or something like that, that ending where everything was biomechanical
synchronization.
Yeah, that, you know, how that would affect, you know, anything past
that. I think it's going to have to start kind of in the middle.
It'd have to,
otherwise you're going to fuck up your storyline.
All right.
Yeah,
but that's an interesting thing. That doesn't come out till the middle of next year anyway.
Right.
Yep.
So, I think. Do we want to wrap?
Do we?
I think we got a good stopping point. We've got plenty to talk about next week.
Yeah, I think we're good. With that, new games coming out, we got Rise of Tomb Raider and Fallout 4 in 2 days. This will be posted the day they're released. Okay. Or the next day, so it'll be out by then. Coming up on November 17th, we got Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, right?
let's see, those are just PC editions of PC edition of Syndicate comes out on November 19th.
The re-release of Deadpool for
Rainbow Six Siege, that was the one I can't
Rainbow get. Six Siege on December 1st.
Probably not gonna play.
And Just Cause 3.
And Xenoblade Chronicles is probably gonna be a big deal.
Yep.
And that comes out on December 4th.
It's gonna be a hell of a Christmas season, because
it's a backloaded year, man.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people picking up a bunch of these games that are coming out at the mid to end November. They're gonna get those in the gift packages, I'm sure.
This is like the one time in the last few years that so much has come out in a very short amount of time that it's just. Well, it sucks to not be a kid with rich parents, or an adult that has jobs and money.
Comparatively, this is like 2012, 2013. I mean, 2014 was kind of a dead Christmas season.
This is not.
I mean, for a large amount of new games.
For all the game, the adult gamers, of course, you know, spouses and everything else wanted to get gifts. This would be really easy for your gamer friends or significant others. Just because there's so much, and nobody, unless you just play everything, has enough time or money to do it. There's nobody that has enough time unless you're like fucking retired or living off.
Well, anybody that has the Fallout 4 pre-order, they're not going to have time to pick up any of the other games. So they're probably not going to buy any of the other games.
I'm not going to buy anything else until I finish it.
Right.
That's my personal policy.
That's where I'm at right now. And on top of that, I mean, StarCraft. Did you talk about StarCraft? I mean, that's
I didn't see it on the list.
It's not on the list, but it comes out the same day because I saw the box art for it because I was going in to get myself not a bobblehead, but a Funko Pop character for my desk. Yeah. I was like, oh, when did StarCraft come out? She's like, oh, the same day as Fallout. I was like, fuck my life.
Yeah, it wasn't on Giant Bomb's list. I don't know why.
So, with that, Jason, where can you find us?
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and twitter.com/tiltcast.
You think?
Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. Rate us, review us. Also look for our Twitch channel soon, twitch.tv/therealtiltcast and youtube.com/therealtiltcast.
Soon.
And then if you can find friends of the show, you can find the For the Love of Gaming. You can find noquarters.net, bmfcast.com, friends@thecarouselpodcast.com, doing new episodes now, and tvgp.tv. They do great things. With that, that's the goddamn episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
What the fuck?
So that, we're closing out.
Crazy guys. Peace.